as you might question what in fact is the difference between Islamic culture and Muslim culture, in the course of our presentation, I'm sure it will become very clear to you, as in my view, it does represent one of the major stumbling blocks and one of the major issues that face the Ummah today, which has to be resolved in order for Muslims to again take their proper place in this world and in the affairs of this world, and to fulfill the commandments of Allah with regards to their being as a national entity with regards to the rest of the world. As I mentioned, the issues are that of Islamic culture and Muslim culture. To understand the essence of this, it is important for us to understand the meaning of culture itself. Now, the word itself, culture, has an ancient meaning in terms of ancient Latin, cultura, which means basically tending or cultivation. But in a sociological or anthropological context, it may be described briefly as the way of life of any group of people, of a specific group of people, their way of life. And it was something which became an issue as people studied or came in contact with other cultures or other peoples. The conflicts which developed caused people to question what is the basis of these conflicts, to understand them in the course or in the aftermath of colonialism. The Western scientists, social scientists, spent a lot of time studying the cultures which they had conquered and what made them tick, etc. And so the issue of culture is a very, very basic issue in the courses in anthropology and psychology and sociology today. Now, there is an aspect of the culture which is shared by all, which is hereditary in terms of our need to eat and sleep and marry and these type of things. When people speak of culture, they're not speaking of this. They're speaking about the aspect which human beings have added, which will vary from society to society. The aspects which are hereditary, you will find in all societies. So when they speak of culture, the way of life of a people, they're speaking about the human element, what human beings have added to the basic hereditary aspects of the culture. Now, when we look on a world scale today, we see that there is in fact a world culture. Though we'll be looking specifically at Muslim culture and Islamic culture, and in looking at the other cultures around the world, and there are many, we could spend weeks, if not months, studying all the various cultures. But the fact of the matter is that there is a dominant culture today, and that is Western culture. It is manifest when one goes to any part of the world today. You can go to the jungles of the Amazon and meet quote-unquote primitive peoples wearing only a little scraps of clothing on their bodies, but you will see the young men or among them wearing a baseball cap with the Nike sign on it. You know, this is the world culture. This is found wherever you go in the world today. People are influenced by Western culture. So, in order to further understand the impact of culture in general with regards to Islamic culture, we need to also have an understanding of the foundations of Western culture. Because, for the most part, Muslim peoples found in Western lands as minorities, or even Muslim peoples in their own lands where they are majorities, are deeply influenced by Western culture through the media, especially, and through cultural exchange, wherein people travel to these lands and bring the cultures back, or people from those lands come to our lands, Muslim lands, and influence the people of those areas. And of course, when we consider the aftermath of colonialism, wherein the Western culture, which was implemented during the colonial era by the colonists, the colonizers themselves, and today we see those who they trained and left behind continuing to propagate that culture, we can understand better that the struggle, though it may appear within Muslim lands, is ultimately a struggle between Islamic culture and Western culture.
The character of the Prophet